Imagine standing at the free throw line with 3 seconds left, your team down by 1 point in the championship game. Your heart pounds, palms sweat, and suddenly the basket seems impossibly small. We've all experienced moments where everything rides on our performance. The groundbreaking revelation in performing under pressure is that nobody, not even elite performers, actually does better under pressure. The difference between champions and everyone else isn't some superhuman ability to thrive when stakes are high. It's their capacity to minimize pressure's harmful effects. Based on a comprehensive study of 12,000 individuals, this counterintuitive finding challenges our cultural mythology about clutch performers. Warren Buffett keeps this book on his desk for good reason. It reveals that success under pressure isn't about becoming superhuman, but about managing pressure more effectively than those around you. In our hyper-connected world where pressure moments arrive with increasing frequency, understanding this distinction becomes crucial. The true goal isn't learning to love pressure, but developing strategies to prevent it from hijacking your natural abilities when it matters most. Though often used interchangeably, stress and pressure are fundamentally different. Stress occurs when demands exceed resources, while pressure exists when important outcomes depend directly on your performance. Stress can be managed by delegating tasks, extending deadlines, or adjusting expectations. Pressure situations, however, demand one specific outcome, success. A high-stakes client pitch creates pressure because your performance directly determines an important result. These phenomena evolve for different purposes. Stress developed as a chemical response preparing our bodies for demands, while pressure functioned as a selection mechanism. Our ancestors faced life-or-death pressure situations. Today's pressure moments trigger the same primal responses despite rarely threatening survival. Confusing everyday stress with genuine pressure creates pressure anxiety, treating routine tasks as critical. Effective leaders like Northern Trust CEO Rick Waddell during the 2008 financial crisis maintained presence by clearly distinguishing between pressure moments and general stress. Have you wondered why certain situations make your mind go blank while others merely challenge you? Pressure situations share three key attributes. The outcome matters deeply, the result is uncertain, and you feel personally responsible for the results. Our brains evolve to prioritize important tasks, creating pressure moments where we become ego-invested, tying self-worth to outcomes, and generating a stress cycle that undermines performance. Uncertainty is particularly devastating. Research with financial traders shows elevated cortisol from uncertainty increases risk aversion and impairs decision-making, an adaptation that served early humans but proves counterproductive today. Most powerful is the fear of judgment. When evaluated by others, we become preoccupied with thoughts of failure. UCLA research shows social pain activates the same neural pathways as physical pain, explaining why our evolutionary heritage as social creatures makes judgment-related pressure especially difficult to overcome without specific training. Choking happens when you perform below your capability in crucial moments. This phenomenon involves two key memory systems. Working memory capacity, WMC, a limited mental scratch pad for deliberate thinking, and procedural memory, which handles automatic execution of well-practiced actions. We learn complex tasks using working memory, but with practice, these transfer to procedural memory. Choking occurs when either system fails. Competing thoughts consume necessary working memory, or conscious focus disrupts automatic procedural skills. Consider Kim Adams Nelson on Shark Tank. Her rehearsed pitch relied on procedural memory for delivery, while during questioning, she needed maximum working memory without distractions. Research shows investors often decide based on nonverbal factors rather than content. Boston College researcher Lakshmi Balachandra found that calmness, passion, and lack of awkwardness predicted success better than pitch substance. Ironically, under pressure, we typically become uptight and defensive, precisely when connection matters most. What if our motivational techniques actually create more pressure and worse performance? Pressure traps increase tension while appearing to motivate or support. The support trap exploits our fear of abandonment. Historically, disappointing others meant exile, a survival threat. Many parents make support conditional on performance. Solution? Reassure performers your support exists regardless of outcomes. Incentives like bonuses frequently backfire. Princeton psychologist Sam Glucksberg's candle experiment showed participants promised monetary rewards performed worse than those without incentives. Brain scans reveal incentives cause excessive midbrain arousal that interferes with decision-making. Competition affects performance based on mindset. The ranking mindset evolved when competition determined survival. The excellence mindset focuses on developing personal capabilities rather than proving superiority. Olympic beach volleyball player John Child focused on personal excellence rather than rankings, helping him win bronze at the 1996 Olympics despite being seeded 7th. Transform pressure from enemy to ally with these evidence-based strategies that help regulate, redirect, or release pressure immediately. Reframe pressure as a challenge rather than a threat to create different physiological responses. When viewed as threatening, pressure undermines confidence and constricts blood vessels. As a challenge, blood vessels dilate, providing more oxygen and mental clarity. LeBron James exemplifies this by viewing decisive games as fun rather than pressure-filled. Believing you have multiple opportunities diminishes pressure. Auto mechanics performed better when told they had multiple chances to demonstrate competence. Life typically offers second chances. Oprah was fired from her first news anchor job, Spielberg was rejected by film schools, and Rowling faced numerous publisher rejections. Minimizing an event's perceived importance reduces pressure instantly. Joe Falco's approach before the Super Bowl, "I treat it like any other game," demonstrates this solution. Telling children that grades aren't the most important thing can reduce pressure, enhance learning enjoyment, and discourage cheating. Focus on your mission to prevent distracting thoughts from derailing performance. Playing the what-if game prepares you for the unexpected, while affirming your self-worth prevents overwhelm. Visualizing past successes stimulates the same responses that helped you succeed before. The most powerful approach to pressure management is developing your coat of armor: confidence, optimism, tenacity, and enthusiasm. Natural tools everyone possesses but must sharpen. Confidence acts as an antidote to pressure, helping people view high-stakes situations as challenges rather than crises. High power poses increase testosterone while decreasing cortisol, and small victories stimulate the winner effect just like major achievements. Optimism provides a powerful advantage under pressure. While pessimists focus on obstacles, optimists like Nobel Prize winner Elie Metchnikoff see challenges to overcome. Our prefrontal cortex enables us to see beyond immediate difficulties, allowing optimists to feel excitement where pessimists experience dread. Tenacity is essential for long-term success. Angela Duckworth's research shows that success under pressure comes from effortful activities designed to optimize improvement rather than just talent. Tenacity consists of four components: goals, focus, hope, and coping. Enthusiasm transforms team performance. MIT professor Sandy Pentland found enthusiasm is the strongest predictor of team success, outweighing all other factors combined. John Lasseter demonstrated this during the Toy Story 2 crisis with infectious enthusiasm. With these tools, you can transform pressure into your competitive advantage by staying more human when it matters most.